This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome back, dear listeners, to Europe English Radio program for a better life. So in this episode, we're going to talk about stinginess and not spending blessings. As you know, in the last episode, we were talking about the feature of wasting blessings. And now we're talking and discussing and analyzing the actually contract corner of this topic, which is stinginess and not spending blessings. Through a saying of a simple and illiterate farmer, I can perceive the badness of stinginess, keeping the greater amount of blessings for oneself and not giving it to those who deserve it. Actually, once I went to a village to preach. After the lecture, an old man and his mind saw the signs of heavy work and exhausting toil appeared. He said to me, when the season of harvest comes, the generous man comes to the farmer whom he has given a piece of land, seeds to sow, and a source of water. He says to him, all that you get from these plants is for you. I do not want anything from you, save a small portion to be given as a gift to some people whom we shall know. If that farmer refuses to pay that little portion from the yield which he gets by the favor of that generous man, then it will be the utmost impotence and lowness. The generous man has the right to turn away from that farmer and to be angry with him and his bad behavior, and he has the right to punish him. Then he added, I mean by the generous one, Allah the Almighty, who has given us arable earth, flowing rivers, abundant rains, sunlight, the moon, winds, and other means by which we can sow whatever we like. In fact, Allah has given us these plants and fruits freely and asked us for zakat, khums, and charity to be given to the poor and the needy. If we do not pay these dues and we become stingy with them, this generous one has the right to be angry with us and has the right to punish us for the crime that we are committing for not being generous. It was a really beautiful example to take into consideration that, you know, in the life that we are living, all of the blessings that we have are a gift from Allah Almighty. So we have to try to give to other people from these blessings that we have. We have to hand them over the needy, hand them over the poor people in need. And this is a sort of responsibility, which is really logical if you think about it. You are given something by a generous person, and that generous person actually expects you to give those things to other in need. And if you don't, that generous person have the right to give it back from you. And the Holy Quran says about this actually matter, and let not those deem who are nearly in giving away that which Allah has granted them out of His grace, that it is good for them. Nay, it is worse for them. They shall have that whereof they were nearly made to cleave to their necks on the resurrection day. And Allah's is the heritage of the heavens and the earth. And Allah is aware of what you do. So, as you know, in this part of our episode, we talked about this actually characteristic of stinginess and not spending blessings. Let's go for a short break, then we're going to come back and talk more.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh.
All I need to be all I can be, and I know that you see how much you need to me. 'Cause your love is all I need to be all I can be, and I know that you see how much you mean to me. 'Cause your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
Welcome back to Europe English Radio. This is the program for a better life, and we're here again to talk about hints and lessons from the religious point of view in order to have a better life. As you know, we talked about two different characteristics, which were badness and wasting blessings and stinginess and not spending blessings. And in this part of our episode, we're going to talk more about one of the results of these both of actually these characteristics, which is disappearance of blessings. Okay, so it is understood from the clear Quranic verses that I recited up to here that the reasons behind the disappearance of blessings, loss of wealth, miserable life, poverty, and meanness are being ungrateful for blessings, being too actually proud of yourself as the owner of these blessings, and forgetting the giver, which is Allah Almighty. Being proud before the divine orders and resisting the divine will, the Sharia, prophethood, and Imamate. So these concepts are understood from the following verse, which I'm going to recite for you from the Holy Quran. And when we bestow favor on man, he turns aside and behaves proudly. And when evil afflicts him, he's despairing. It is understood from this verse that the reasons leading to the disappearance of blessings are being too delighted with money and wealth, or being indifferent to the means of the afterlife, not spending money on the deserving ones, being stingy, not paying charities, using blessings to work corruption and to lead people towards corruption, being proud and haughty before people, and other bad behaviors and disgusting conduct. So blessings also disappear when one thinks that he has received blessings because of his cleverness and skill. It is understood from the verse that I recited that the reason behind the disappearance of blessings are not being kind to orphans, not actually intending to help the poor and needy. And these behaviors, which are so common nowadays in the modern world, because of the ignorance that we are showing towards the responsibilities that we have in the society. And Allah says, "Nay, but you do not honor the orphan, nor do you urge one another to feed the poor, and you eat away the heritage, and devouring everything indiscriminately, and you love wealth with exceeding love." Which all of them that we counted in this verse are the reasons of disappearance of the blessings. So, other reasons for disappearance of blessings are not paying zakat and charity, not spending money for the sake of Allah and thinking we can deal with money and wealth without being in the need of Allah, and consequently not believing in the day of judgment. Allah says, "And as for him who is niggardly and considers himself free from need of Allah and rejects the best, we will facilitate for him the difficult." When we are immersed in blessings, we care for the weak and the needy, are kind to them and help them in order to be grateful for the blessings of Allah. We have to worship Allah more and help people so that the blessings will not disappear from our lives and so that the mercy of Allah will continue to be with us. Dear listeners, I hope that you have always the mercy of Allah Almighty in your life. And don't forget, in order to your blessings not to be disappeared, you need to actually use those blessings in the way that Allah Almighty determined. And do not forget, sometimes maybe the disappearance of blessing is an examination for you, in order to examine your belief and your faith in Allah Almighty and what is the real truth of this world. Thank you for listening to me. It was all the time I had for today's episode. I wish you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. every shade of palm, every closed hand in us, every sparkling tear on every eyelash in us, every thought I have and every word I share.